Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's nice to see you again tonight. I trust that you're all well rested. This is not the time for your nap. I'll try not to help you along that line as best I can. But we need Jesus, as we've been singing. That song that we've just been singing, Jesus Only, Jesus Ever, Jesus All in All, was written by Dr. A.B. Simpson. I guess you know that.
刚才我们唱的诗歌是 A.B. Simpson 博士写的。
As I was sitting here before the meeting and was listening to the songs that were being played, there were several that were written by him.
其实在诗歌本里面有好几个诗歌都是他所写的。
His theme was Jesus Only.
然后他的主要的主题呢都是唯有耶稣。
One of his songs is simply entitled Himself.
那其中有一首诗歌他写的呢就是他自己。
Once I wanted this, once I wanted that, once I wanted the other thing, but now I have Jesus, and because I have Jesus, I have everything.
他的诗歌里面就说从前呢我要求我求这个求那个求这个现在呢我只要耶稣他自己。
And that is so true.
这是多么的真实。
Jesus Christ is all.
因为耶稣基督他是一切
And he's in all
而且他也在一切之内
And he is never going to be more than he is He is all But he wants to be more to us He wants to be all in us
他是一切他不可能再增加了但是他希望在我们的生命里面能够越来越增加成为一切
Dr. Simpson was a good man A good preacher
A.B. Simpson, 博士他是一个很好的人他也是一个非常好的传道人
He had some success in his ministry.
他在他的事工上也很有成就
But he was sick.
但是有一天他生病了
Burned out and tired and weary.
有一天呢他就是工作太累了他太辛苦了
He was having a nervous breakdown of sorts, just overworked and exhausted.
他有一点工作过量了到有点精神要崩溃的情况
And he couldn't minister anymore
他不可能再服侍主了
He had to be in bed
他必须要躺在床上
And the Lord dealt with him and spoke to him
就在这个时候主就来对他说话来对他
And he got up out of the bed
他就从床上起来
And every step that he took he said I take
所以他就从床上起来他每走一步呢他就说我接受
What is he taking?
他到底接受什么?
He's taking the life of Christ.
因为他接受主耶稣自己的生命。
He's taking Jesus.
他接受主耶稣自己。
What is he taking Jesus for?
他为什么要接受主耶稣自己呢?
For everything and anything that he needs.
就是他为了他所一切的需要。
He needed strength.
他需要能力。
He needed healing.
他需要医治。
He needed help in his ministry.
他需要主来帮助在他的事工里面。
He had tried so hard for so long to do it in his own strength and his own effort.
因为太久的时间了他都是靠自己的能力自己的努力在做。
He was a gifted man with many abilities.
因为他是一个非常有恩赐的人他有很多的才能。
But he had to learn to let his ministry flow from heaven.
但是他必须要学习让他的事工也是从天上这样子流下来的。
He had to learn to take from Jesus.
他必须要学习从耶稣来接受。
And as the Lord spoke to him, as he got out of that bed, he said, I take.
所以当主耶稣对他说话的时候他就开始从床上起来每走一步他就说我接受。
And then he took another step and he said, and he undertakes.
然后他就说主耶稣拿。
And I take. And he undertakes.
我接受
and I take,
我接受
and he undertakes.
那他就拿去
and he walked around in his house. I take, and he undertakes.
所以他就在房子里走，他说我接受，主耶稣拿。
And he learned that day that Jesus Christ is sufficient.
那一天他终于学到了耶稣基督他是足够的。
That our own wells run dry.
当他的所有的泉源在他里面都枯干的时候
as good as they may be, as well intended as they may be,
或许呢，他所有的意思都是好的，他是好意的。
But Jesus wants to be in us a well that is ever springing up.
但是主耶稣希望成为我们里面那个永远永远不干渴的泉源。
He wants us to live in Him and move in Him and have our being in Him.
因为他希望我们能够住在他里面，让我们的生命存留都在乎他。
I think it was on the board this morning when Christ, who is our life, shall appear.
就像今天早上我们在同影片上看到的，基督是我们的生命。
Are we learning that better?
我们是不是越来越会学习这个？
Do we desire to learn that better?
我们是不是有这个强烈的欲望，想要学好这个？
Do we want more of Jesus?
我们是不是想要更多的得着基督？
Dr. Simpson's ministry was reformed and changed from that day on.
从那一天开始，Simpson 博士他的事工就有了一个革命性的改变。
He learned to take Jesus.
因为他学习从耶稣来支取。
I only need Jesus.
因为他说我所有需要就是耶稣。
I don't want to depend on my intellect or my abilities. I want to depend upon Jesus.
我不要再依靠我自己的聪明知识和才能，我要依靠耶稣。
And it was after that time that he became so famous and well known because.He became a fountain of living water.
因为从那以后呢，他的事工开始成功，他开始有名，因为呢，他得着基督成为他的泉源。
And Jesus is helping us also. I trust He's helping us.
我相信主耶稣也正在帮助我们。
And He wants to help us tonight.
他今天晚上就要帮助我们。
I'm going to try not to talk too much. I want to give us an opportunity to come to the fountain.
我今天不会讲太久的道，因为我希望要给大家一点时间来到这个泉源面前。
Jesus invites every one of us to himself.
因为今天晚上耶稣就邀请我们每一个来到他自己面前。
I can't take for you, you have to take for yourself.
我没有办法从他那里为你支取，你必须自己来支取。
I wish other people could take for me because some people are good takers.
我希望有一些人呢能够帮我来支取，因为有些人他们很会支取。
But I have to come myself to Jesus. I have to receive. I have to open my heart so that He comes to me.
但是我自己呢，必须要来到神的面前，我必须向他把我的心敞开，我必须从他那里支取。
Christ wants to be in every one of us, in all of us.
耶稣他希望在我们每一个人的里面，每一个人。
Now, last night we talked about the necessity of being clean, being washed in the blood of Jesus.
昨天晚上我们讲到，我们必须要洁净，我们必须要被血洗干净。
We talked about the place that His Word has in cleansing us and in bringing to light things in our hearts and our lives that are displeasing in His sight.
我们也讲到主的话呢，它可以成为我们的生命，而且它可以光照我们，让我们看见里头有什么不洁净、不讨神喜悦的。
You know, whenever I talk as I did last night, I'm afraid that people maybe misunderstand.
那但是呢，当我讲完了以后，我怕有一些人会有点误会。
It's such so hard to live that way, so hard to do everything right.
有些人呢，可能会觉得。要这样子的活实在是太困难了。
It's kind of like putting a straitjacket on, and now I got to try real hard, and I got to be good, and I can't even lie.
那可能我们就会感觉那实在是太困难了，好像我们有更多的束缚，我们现在都不可以撒谎了。
And there are all those other things that I wish I could do. I really want to do them, and I can't. I just can't do them, and oh, it's so hard.
然后我们会感觉有一些事情我很想做，但是我现在都不能做了，这条路实在太难了。
I don't find it that way at all.
但是对我来说不是这样子的。
You know, I was a younger boy growing up, or a younger man growing up. I loved my dad.
当我在成长的过程上，我年轻的时候，我非常爱我的父亲。
That's not to say I didn't love my mother. I loved her too, but my dad was my idol.
当然我也爱我的母亲，但是呢，我的父亲好像是我的偶像。
As a little boy, I would hope that one day I could grow up to be like him.
当时我是一个小男孩，我希望我长大以后就跟我的父亲一样。
And even into my teen years, and well into my teen years, I didn't feel like I was in a straitjacket to try to please him. I wanted to please him.
甚至于我在当我青少年的时候呢，我也还是想要讨我父亲的喜悦。
I wanted to please him because I loved him, because I revered him, because I looked up to him.
我希望讨神的喜，我希望讨我父亲的喜悦，因为我爱他，而且我尊重他，我仰慕他。
I wasn't afraid of punishment necessarily.
我当时并不会，不是因为害怕他会处罚我。
I was afraid of offending him. I was afraid of letting him down.
我并不是怕他不高兴，但是我怕他失望。
And then sometimes there were things in my life that I was really governed by what he would think of me.
所以在当时呢，有一些时候呢，我的所作所为都是因着他对我的期望，对我的要求而做的。
There's a great amount of satisfaction then that comes to you when you feel as if you've pleased the Father.
但是呢，如果我没有讨我父亲的喜悦呢，我心里就会有一种不满足。
That's a poor illustration, but it's that way with our Lord Jesus also.
这可能不是一个最好的描绘。但是我们跟主耶稣的关系也差不多是这样。
I'm not afraid that if I do something wrong, he's going to whack me, and he's just standing with the baseball bat ready to club me.
我并不是怕说我如果做错了什么事呢，他就拿着那个棒球棒来打我。
So I really wish I could do that, but I can't because if I do, he's going to hit me over the head.
我并不是说我想要做什么事情，但是我怕我一旦做了以后，他就拿那个棒球棒打我的头。
I'm not afraid of that. Oh, there is judgment. I understand that, but I'm not afraid of that.
是的，我知道会有审判，但是我并不是这样子的怕他。
I want to live pleasing to Jesus because I love him and I don't want to disappoint him.
我希望我的生活能够讨耶稣的喜悦，因为我爱他，我不想让他失望。
And sometimes I displease him and that hurts me.
因为有的时候呢，我不讨他的喜悦，那这会让我心里很伤痛。
Because I think it hurts him.
因为我相信他的心也伤痛。
And so in all I do, and in all I say, all we do, and in all we say, we want to please Jesus.
所以不管我们所做所言，我们希望都能够讨耶稣的喜悦。
We want to walk pleasing before him in all things.
我们希望在一切的所行上，我们都能够讨耶稣的喜悦。
And we want to bring forth every day in our lives the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of our repentance.
我们也希望每一天在我们的生命里面，我们都可以结出仁义的果子，结出悔改的果子。
It's not that we graduate from where we were last night and now we're going to go off into something else, but this is the basis for our Christian life.
今天晚上我们要讲的并不是说我们昨天讲的呢，我们现在已经毕业了，所以我们就讲，而是昨天讲的是我们我们基督徒的一个基本。
We want to be filled with the Spirit of God. We want to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit.
今天讲的也是一个基本，就是我们希望能够被圣灵充满，结出圣灵的果子。
We want to be like Jesus and grow up into His likeness, into His image.
我们希望能够像主耶稣，而且我们成慢慢的长成耶稣的形象和身量。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians that we are being changed from one degree of glory to another degree of glory by the Spirit of the Lord.
保罗说，在哥林多后书就说靠着。靠着神的灵，我们就慢慢的变成主的荣耀，荣上加荣的被改变。
Now that change comes as we behold Him, as we keep our eyes on Him.
当我们把我们的眼目注视在他身上的时候，我们就慢慢的被改变。
Because Christ is all.
因为耶稣基督他是一切。
So we keep our focus on the one who is everything to us.
如果我们把我们的眼目放在那他是一切的那位主上。
And as we behold him, we're being changed.
当我们注视他的时候，我们自己就被改变。
Into his very likeness, into his very image.
我们就慢慢的改变，越来越像他的形象。
Till Jesus Christ be formed in us.
然后基督耶稣就成形在我们里面。
The Apostle Paul prayed that for himself, and he prayed that for the church.
保罗，使徒保罗，他为自己是这样子祷告的，他也为众教会这样祷告。
Now, again, you can't pray that prayer and move away from the foundation of the blood of Jesus cleansing us and washing us.
当我们这样祷告的时候，并不是说我们就可以离开这个基础，就是耶稣的宝血来洗净我们。
It's His blood that makes us worthy for His Spirit to hover over us.
因为耶稣的宝血把我们洗净了，使我们能够承受圣灵来在我们身上做的成圣。
You know, we need to, as I said last night, we need to dig out these wells of the pollution and the things that are in there that are not right, so that the water can flow.
像我昨天讲到，我们这里面的井呢，我们必须要把里面的杂质、脏的东西挖出来，所以活水可以从我们里面流出来。
We need water to live.
我们需要水才能活下来。
Some can't get through a meeting without a bottle of water.
有的时候呢，我们聚会呢都需要喝水。
I don't know how many days you can live without water.
我不知道我们到底能够活几天，如果我们不喝水的话。
Three, four days? I don't know. Is it something like that?
可能三四天，我不晓得。
And if you don't have water for a few days, you're going to die.
如果我们不喝水，过了几天我们就会死。
That's natural physical water.
但是这是我们自然界的
水。It's the same way spiritually. We need water, spiritual water, to live.
但是在灵界里，我们在属灵的灵界里面，我们同样需要属灵的水。
That's why people, when they go to settle another place in the United States in early years, they settled where there was water.
在早期的时候，在美国开荒的时候，他们总是要寻找一处的地方有水源的，他们就可以住在那里。
A couple of years ago, I was out in Arizona.
几年以前我在亚利桑那州。
And I was in Sedona, Arizona. It's in a desert area.
我到了一个城市，它是在沙漠地。
And our family, we took a train ride through a canyon.
然后我们就坐了一个火车经过这些峡谷。
It was all barren, all dry, just rocks and dirt and mountains. It was picturesque, and it was showing us where the Indian settlements were many, many years ago.
我们所看到的风景呢，就是一些的荒凉，就是一些的石头啊，一些的沙漠，就好像当初那个开荒的人所经过的一样。
But as the train was going through a particular area, I noticedA little in the distance, there was like a green swath of land.
那当我们在火车上的经过的时候，我就看见远远的那一个地方，有一块的地方是绿色的。
Everything was dry, everything was brown, everything was barren, excepting over here, there was some trees and some greenery that just seemed to follow the train down the path.
其他的地方呢，看起来都非常的荒凉，非常的干旱，就是一个沙漠地。但是那个地方呢，就有树。
I asked the guide. I said, "Where did this all come from? How does that get green over there?"
我就问我们的导游，那个地方为什么有树？为什么是绿色的？
He said, "Oh, there's a river that flows right over there. A little stream, a little river of water. And so on either side from where the water is, there's life, there's growth."
所以我们的导游就说，因为那个地方有一条小河，在河的两岸呢，就有生物，就有树。
That immediately reminded me of a few different places in the Bible.
这就让我想起来，在圣经里好几处的地方也这么描绘
的。We referred to Psalm 1 last night. That man that meditates in the Word of God day and night is like a tree planted by the river of water, and that tree planted by the river of water is bringing forth fruit in its season.
就像昨天晚上我们讲到的诗篇第一篇那里，就说如果这个人呢，他昼夜思想耶和华的话，他就好像是一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
It goes on in that psalm to say the leaves don't wither, and whatever that person does, it prospers.
而且呢，就是这个树呢，就好像栽在溪水旁，叶子也不枯干，而且按时候结果子，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Now that's all predicated on the fact that tree is planted by water, by the river of water.
但是这有一个先决的条件，就是这棵树必须要栽在溪水旁。
You'll never get that tree to grow planted in another place where there's no water. You need the water to cause the growth, to cause the maturity, to cause the fruit.
所以这棵树必须要栽在水旁，它需要有这个水才能够结果子。
You and I need to live, not frequent every once in a while, but we need to live by the river of water.
所以你跟我也是一样，我们不是偶尔的去一下溪水旁，我们必须要被栽在溪水旁。
And if that's where you're planted, then you're going to bring forth fruit.
如果我们被栽在溪水旁，那我们就会按时候结果子。
If you visit the fountain every now and again, you're not going to be as fruitful as if you lived at the fountain.
如果我们只是偶尔去那个水泉旁边去拜访一下，我们不可能像栽在溪水旁一样的那么多的结果子。
Jesus is that fountain. Jesus is that river of life.
耶稣就是那个泉源，耶稣也是那一条生命河。
And so we all need to plant ourselves right there. You can't stay in church all the time.
你和我都需要栽在那个溪水旁，我们不可能永远都住在教会。
I mean, some of you got your tents in the next room someplace, and you've been sleeping there, and some of you are going to sleep here tonight, but you're not going to make that your daily habit, I don't think.
我知道有些人已经带了帐篷来，有些人今天晚上就住在这里，但是我们不可能永远住在教会。
And even if you did, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are living at the fountain or living by the river of water.
就算你每天永远都住在教会，也并不表示你就是栽在溪水旁，就是跟这个泉源连在一起。
Brother William said before, we're all here, we're at the right place tonight.
就像威廉弟兄说，今天我们是在晚上是在对的地方。
But now we need to open our hearts to let the King of Glory, to let Jesus Christ, to let the water in.
但是呢，现在我们就必须要向他敞开我们的心，让这个荣耀的王，让这个活水来到我们的生命里面。
Some of you need to take your umbrellas down and put them under the chair.
有些人呢，必须把我们的伞收起来，放在椅子底下。
You're not going to get anything unless you do.
如果我们不把伞收起来，我们不会接到活水。
You need to open up your hearts to the King of Glory, and He will come in.
我们必须把我们的心向这位荣耀的王敞开，他就会进来。
Who is the King of Glory?
谁是那个荣耀的王呢？
The Lord, strong and mighty in battle, He is the King of Glory.
那个大能的耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
And so as we invite Him in, as we dwell and live in His presence, as we live where that water flows, we become fruitful.
当我们邀请他来到我们心中，而且我们住在他的同在里面，就好像我们住在溪水旁，我们就会结果子。
Not only the fruit of repentance, but now the fruit of the Spirit begins to show in our lives.
所以不单只是我们会结出那个悔改的果子，而圣灵的果子也会在我们生命里面出现。
Could you possibly? Don't answer the rhetorical question.Could it possibly be that you could use more love in your life and in your heart tonight? The love of Christ. 我想问一个问题，
大家不需要回答。但是我们生命里面，你会不会觉得我们需要更多的爱呢？
More joy.
或许更多的喜乐。
Peace.
更多的平安。
The fruit of the Spirit could become more mature in us.
或许圣灵的果子可以在我们里面更成熟。
That's all found in Jesus. We need Jesus.
而这些呢，都可以在耶稣里面找到，所以我们需要耶稣。
Let His love be shed abroad in your heart by His Holy Spirit.
让神借着圣灵来把他的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
He is fullness of joy.
因为在他那里有满足的喜乐。
He is our peace, and He is the Prince of Peace.
他也是我们的平安，因为他自己就是那个平安王。
Everything in Jesus, and Jesus everything.
万事都在他里面，他也是一切。
In the last chapter in the Bible, in Revelation 22, it begins, that chapter begins by saying, The angel showed me a river of the water of life, as clear as crystal,Flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb.
在启示录最后一章二十二章，在那里一开头，他就说一个天使带我去看见一条生命水的河。
What is this river of life? It's the same thing that we've been talking about.
而这个生命河就是我们一直在传讲的。
Here's Christ, the presence of God, the glory of God, the display of God, coming as a clear crystal river.Water of life.
也就是耶稣，也就是他神的同在，神的荣耀，他来到这里就好像一条生命河的水，明亮如水晶。
Just as we read in Psalm 1, on either side of this river that was flowing in heaven, on either side of this great street of the city of God was a tree of life bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
就好像我们刚刚从诗篇第一篇读到的，这两边的生命树和两边的生命树呢，也会按时结果子，有十二种的果子，每个月结新果子。
Fruit，
结果子。
Life，
生命。
Water brings life. Water brings fruit.
水带来生命，生命带来果子。
Christ brings life. Christ brings fruit.
基督带来生命，生命。基督也带来果子。
Christ is in you, and from you, and through you, you bear then fruit that will redound to the honor and to the glory of God.
基督的在你里面，所以从你那边就可以结出果子来，荣耀神。
This thought of water is all through the scriptures.
其实这个水的观念呢，在圣经里面到处都有。
If you turn with me to the 17th chapter of Exodus,
如果我们到出埃及记十七章。
The whole group of the children of Israel were wandering around in the desert.
这时候呢，所以色列百姓呢就在旷野里绕行。
They wished they had a little river flowing somewhere, but there was none.
他们可能很盼望在旁边有一条溪水，但是那里没有。
And they began to grumble and complain to Moses.
所以他们就开始向摩西抱怨。
There's no water.
就说没有水。
We're out here. We got, I don't know how many people out here, thousands, millions of us, and we've got no water.
我们在这里有上百万的百姓，但是没有水喝。
Now they went to Moses, their leader, and they said to Moses, Moses, give us some water, will you please give us water?
所以他们就到他领袖那里，就是到摩西那里说，摩西，给我们水喝吧。
He said, here, I got a couple bottles.
他说好啊，我这里有几瓶水。
No, he didn't have any water.
但是他没有水。
He's just a man. Where's he going to get water from?
他只是一个人，他到哪里去拿水呢？
And so he went to the Lord.
所以他就到主那里。
They were thirsty for water, and they grumbled against Moses, and they said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?
所以他们就在那里向摩西争闹，他们就说，你为什么把我们带出来，让我们的儿女、我们的牲畜都渴死呢？
Moses said, what am I going to do with these people, Lord? They're about ready to kill me.
所以摩西就呼求耶和华说，我向这些百姓怎么行呢？他们几乎要拿石头把我打死。
And then the Lord instructed Moses to walk on ahead and to take that rod that he had in his hand.
耶和华就指示摩西说，你就拿起你手中的杖。
And you remember how he told Moses to strike that rock.
就告诉摩西要向这个磐石打击。
Tremendous, tremendous miracle.
而极大极大的神迹就出现了。
Strike the rock and water will come out.
击打磐石，水就流出来了。
I don't know if I would have done that.
我不知道我会不会照着行。
I'm too smart to do that.
因为我可能太聪明了，我不会。
I know you don't go around hitting rocks. You don't go hitting rocks, do you? No, I mean neither. You don't go hitting rocks to get water out of them.
我们不可能去打一个磐石，就希望它水从它里面出来，对不对？
You know, sometimes we're too smart for ourselves.
有的时候呢，我们实在是被我们的聪明所误了。
That's not going to work.
因为我们就想说，不可能，这样子不可能。
Lean to our own understanding.
我们就依靠自己的聪明。
We start digging our own holes in the ground. We know water's down there somewhere. We're going to find it.
所以呢，我们就想说，水一定在这地底下，我们就开始自己挖井。
We knock ourselves out. We go crazy to try to find something to satiate our thirst.
所以呢，我们就到处的这样子的，把自己搞得把自己搞得像疯狂的一样，想要找水来满足自己的。
Pastor, you told us the other day that woman there in Samaria, she was looking for it in relationships.
就好像于牧师他几天前他在传讲的信息，
maybe this guy,
撒玛利亚的女人，
maybe that guy.
她是在寻找感情，
maybe
所以可能是这个男人，
maybe I'll find satisfaction there, maybe him, maybe number three, number four, number five, who knows how many I'm going to get to?
可能第三位、第四位、第五位，我不知道他到底要寻找多少位。
And yet, Moses just simply obeyed what the Lord told him.
但是当耶和华对摩西说的时候，
and、
他就是顺服了。
As he hit the rock, it just opened up and water just began to flow.
但是当他击打磐石的时候，磐石就裂开，水就涌出来。
Everybody was able to drink that fountain.
所有的人都可以从这个泉源里喝水。
Christ is all and in all.
因为基督是一切，又在一切之内。
And even their animals got their thirst quenched.
甚至于牲畜都可以喝水而得饱足。
There's enough water still that flows from that rock to quench your thirst.
今天那个磐石仍然可以涌出足够的水来解决你我的干渴。
But you say, I'm about ready to die of thirst.
但是你可能说我已经快要渴死了。
I'm trying to find, I've just got a new job. I just got a raise on my job. I just got married. I just got another kid. Whatever it might be.
你可能说我已经渴死了，我现在有一个新的工作，我刚刚得到了加薪，我刚刚结婚了，我可能刚刚生了一个小孩。
Maybe now I'll be sad. Maybe this will quench my thirst.
你可能想说，或许现在这个可以来解决我的干渴。
But here, the only place they could ever find water was out of a rock.
但是在这里呢，唯一可以使我们解我们渴的呢，却是从磐石出来的。
Now, I would have never put these two things together, but the Bible does in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
但是呢，我从来不会把这两件事情摆在一起，但是圣经。在哥林多前书告诉我们
You got the story in Exodus 17, and then you go to Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians 10, and he's teaching the Corinthian Christians a history lesson.
那我们看见这个故事呢，是记载在出埃及记十七章，但是在哥林多前书，保罗在写这个信的时候，他就是在教导哥林多的教会这一个历史的。
How we all came through the Red Sea. We all followed Moses out.
是的，我们都。跟着摩西出了红海，跟着摩西。
We all ate the manna that came down from heaven.
而且我们也看见，也吃了这个从天上降下来的玛纳。
We all drank from that rock.
我们也从磐石中得了活水。
And then in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 10, it'll say this, and that rock was Christ.
但是保罗在哥林多前书 第十章说到那个磐石就是基督。
But wait a minute. But wait, that's all the way back in the Old Testament.
但是你可能说，但是这个故事是在旧约里的啊。
Christ is allowed to be there too.
耶稣哦，基督也是可以在旧约里的。
Kind of always was, you know.
其实耶稣。基督本来就在旧约里就有的。
With his Father and the Father and the Son and the Spirit are one, and the water that flows is God the Father and the Son and the Spirit, and the water is all God.
其实呢，这个父还有子还有圣灵还有这些磐石，其实都是神。
And so these Corinthians were learning that that rock that issued the water that satiated the thirst of several million people, so that they didn't die in the wilderness, that was Christ.
所以哥林多教会呢，就学习到原来这个这个磐石它流出了活水，能够解决这几百万人的干渴，是基督自己。
And Christ can quench your thirst so that you don't have to die in California, but that you can go through victoriously day by day, planted, bringing forth fruit, drinking from that fountain of life.
同样的，基督也可以是你我的磐石，它可以它。流出来的活水可以解决我们一切的干旱、干渴，所以我们不需要在加州渴死。我们可以就像那个树结栽在溪水旁一样，按时结果子。
In the 47th chapter of Ezekiel, Ezekiel sees something that's quite interesting.
在以西结书第四十七章里面，以西结看见了一个非常有意思的意象。
He's at the entrance of the temple, and he sees water coming out from the threshold of the temple toward the east.
在异象里面，他来到圣殿的门前，在门槛，在门栏下，他看见有水出来往东流出。
Now the natural inclination would be, I guess, to call the plumber or something.
那当时呢，如果是我们正常的想法，可能会想找一个人来修水管。
But this isn't that kind of a leak. This is in a vision that he saw, and it's coming out from right from the sanctuary, right from the throne of God.
但是这并他所看见的不是水管漏了，而是在异象里面他看见这个水从那个圣殿流出来。
It's from an unseen source.
这个水呢，是从一个他看不见这个源头的地方
出来的。And there's a lot of teaching in this passage, but I simply want to call your attention to the fact that the Bible says that the water that issued forth it became ankle deep.
这个故事呢，有很多的我们可以从那里学的。You know, 但是我今天想要看到，就是说这个水流出来以后，慢慢流越来越高到了踝子骨。
I must confess that.Yeah, the Pacific Ocean, I only got in as far as my ankles.
但是我必须向大家承认，太平洋呢，我只有浅浅的进入，只有让水到了我的踝子骨。
Water was too cold.
因为太平洋的水太冷了。
Go to the right beach and you'll find that it's a lot nicer in the Atlantic Ocean.
我邀请大家到大西洋的那个海边，那边水比较温暖。
But I stood there in ankle deep water.
所以呢，当我踩在那个水里，水就到我的踝子骨。
It was nice.
感觉还不错。
I kicked my feet around a little bit in that water.
所以我就脚在水里踢一踢。
Felt good. I enjoyed it.
我感觉很好，我很喜欢。
A lot of Christians get ankle deep. They like it. Nice.
很多基督徒呢，他们就是到这个水里面，就让那个水上到这个踝子骨。
Feel so good when you get in. It feels so good on. Oh, it's nice.
就感觉很舒服，很开心。
Oh, we love this. This is great.
我喜欢，这个是太棒了。
Oh no, that's enough. That's enough.
好了，就够了，这样子就好了。
This is far enough. I don't want to go in. No, that's good. Ankle. That's nice.
就到了踝子骨就好了，不要再多了。
But as you read the story here, it says, no, it went a little farther than that, got up to his knees.
但是我们看见这个故事呢，我就看见在异象里面，他看见这个水越涨越高，到了膝盖。
Now these must be the deacons or the trustees or the board members.
这些呢，可能是教会里的执事啊。
Knee deep water, now we're talking.
所以呢，他们需要很深的水，
就到膝盖的水。But it goes on. It says it just kept coming from under the altar. This water just kept on rising, and it just went up to the waist.
但是呢，这里说这个水呢，就一直从这个圣殿里面流出来，一直到了腰。
And then it went a little higher and a little higher and a little higher. And it says here, all of a sudden I was in water that, well, I had to swim if I was going to stay alive.
到了一个地步呢，他必须要游泳，他才能够他不能站在水里了。
Do you know that that water, Christ, Jesus, His Spirit, His life, do you know that there's ever increasing, like more and more and more and more?
你知道这个水，也就是基督他自己，就是生命的水，它会越长越高，越流越多的吗
？How much water are you satisfied with? You're happy with your ankle deep water? That's good. That's far enough.
到底多少水会让你感到满足呢？你觉得在踝子骨或是在膝盖的水就够了吗？
There's a lot more out there.
其实呢，在那里还有更多更多。
Jesus wants to be all in all.
因为基督他希望他成为一切，而且在一切之内。
Paul prays for the church that they be filled with all the fullness of God.
保罗就为教会祷告，希望他们能够。被神的丰满所充满。
We're not talking ankles anymore. We're talking about fullness, water to swim in.
我们不是只是在讲水就到了踝子骨的深度，而是多到我们可以在里面游泳。
Water that the current will carry you where you need to go.
那多到一个地步，这个水的水流可以带着我们往他要去的地方。
You know, some people, some Christians, they're okay as long as they can still touch the bottom themselves.
有些基督徒呢，感觉到。只要我可以站稳了，我可以站的站到底，我就感觉好。
As long as I'm still in control of this thing.
只要呢，我还是可以站到底，我可以自己我可以自己控制就好了。
Once I get in too high, I may get swept with the current.
因为如果水流太高的话，我可能会就会被这个水流冲走。
Oh, would to God that every one of us got into the water so deep that we were swept along with the current of the stream of life.
然后呢，如果这个水太高的话，我们就会被冲，我们就会在这个生命水的水流里面。
We have a summer camp upstate New York.
在纽约州，我们有那个夏令会。
When I was a boy, they have something called a rowboat test. You have to swim to a certain destination, and then you can go in a rowboat without a life preserver.
那在那个夏令会的时候呢，我们这些男孩子呢，我们就会在游泳比赛，游泳得胜的人呢，就不需要穿那个救生衣。
Yeah, one of those. I never was a very good swimmer.
我从来不是一个，我从来不会游得很棒。
But I was always tall.
但是我从小就很高。
And so I had to get from the end of the dock to where the raft was.
所以呢，我必须要从这个岸边呢，一直到那个船的地方。
And all my friends, they could swim.
所有我的朋友呢，他们都会游泳，游得很好。
I was too smart for that.
我非常的聪明。
I went like this, but I was walking on the bottom.
我上面看起来好像在游泳，但是呢，我其实在水里走。
I passed the rowboat test.
而且我通过了那个测验。
I was able to walk all the way out to the raft and still maintain my equilibrium.
所以我可以一直走到那个汽艇那个船那边。
We like to be in control, or don't we?
我们希望我们能够我们能够控制。
We don't want to let go and let God sweep us along or carry us.
我们不喜欢也怕放手让神带着我们。
But He wants to increase His leverage in our lives so that it gets to the place where we can't control ourselves.That doesn't mean that, you know, we're berserk or crazy, but we let Him control our lives.
但是神希望他能够越多的增加在我们的生命里面，所以慢慢的呢，是由他的水流带着我们走，而他能够来带领我们。
Every thought comes under the captivity to the obedience of Christ.
让我们所有的心思意念都能被夺回来，顺服基督。
Every word that we speak, we speak as an oracle of God.
我们所说的话都是能够从神来的话。
Every decision that we make, it's not our decision alone, it's in cooperation with what He would have us to do.
我们每次做的决定呢，都不是我们自己做的，而是我们跟主一起做的决定。
You want that much water in your life?
你希望有这么多的水在你的生活里面吗
？I like my ankle deep water. That's good.
其实我希望水就是这么高的，在踝子骨就好了。
I'll fake it. I'll fake it. That's what I'll do. I'll go to church and I'll make believe that I'm swimming in, but I'm just going to fake it as long as I got my feet on the ground.
我还是可以继续的来教会，我也可以假装我在游泳，只要我的脚还是 稳稳地站在地上，我还是自己能够控制的。
Launch out into the deep and let the shorelines go. Let Jesus carry you into the deepest waters.
但是让基督来带领我们到水深之处。
Until it's no more I, but Christ.
直到不再是我，乃是基督。
Pastor, you spoke about that woman in John chapter 4, and of course you know the water associated with that story. If you were to ask of me, I would give to you living water.
就像余牧师讲到的约翰福音第四章里面那个女人的故事，耶稣就对她说，如果你知道你来向我要的话，我就会给你活水。
And when she said, give me this drink, he gave her that drink, and it became a fountain that welled up into everlasting life.
所以当这个女人说，那你给我水喝，她就给了她的水喝，这个水就成为泉源，在她里面直涌到永生。
That's the beginning experience. That's John chapter 4.
但是这是她的经历的一个开始，这在约翰福音第四章。
And Pastor, you mentioned it also, but in John chapter 7, Jesus, in that last day, that great day of the feast,stood in their midst and he cried in a loud voice.
然后在约翰福音第七章那里，就节期的末日的时候，也就是最大的日子，耶稣就站起来高声说。
And he gave a wonderful invitation.
然后在这里呢，他就给了一个非常好的邀请。
He invited people to come to him and to drink.
他邀请人来到他这里来喝。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Now, this was a little different than what we read in John 4, but it was really from the same source.
这看起来好像跟约翰福音第四章不太一样，但是是从同一个源头来的。
There in John 4, the woman needed to be cleansed. She needed Jesus. She needed that beginning. She needed to bring forth fruit of repentance.
在约翰福音第四章那里的女人，她需要被洁净，她需要悔改，然后才能结出果子来。
In John 7, Jesus is inviting people to drink of living water, and if they would, it would flow out of their innermost being. And he says, this was spoken about the Spirit that they which believe would one day receive. Howbeit the Spirit was not yet given, Jesus had not yet been glorified.
但是在约翰福音第七章，耶稣在这里来邀请人。他说：“凡渴了的都可以到我这里来，信我的，就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣说这话是指信他的人要受圣灵。那时候还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So here we can see that the Spirit of God is just more of the same water, just an increase.
我们可以看见，神的灵呢，就跟这个活水是一样的，它会越涌越多。
Drink and drink and drink and drink and drink.
一直喝，一直喝，一直喝。
Until out of you flows a river of living water.
直到从我们腹中可以流出那个活水的江河来。
That you become a conduit of blessing.
我们就可以成为一个祝福的管道。
That as that water of life flows from you, like happened with Peter when he stood with his friend John in Acts chapter 4. I don't have silver. I don't have any gold. But what I do have, I'll give to you.
就好像 在彼得的身上，在使徒行传第四章，彼得和约翰就跟在门口就说，金和银我都没有，但是我把我所有的给你。
And that man who had never walked in his life, all of a sudden he was up on his feet, leaping and praising God.
这个人他这一生从来没有走路过，突然他就跳起来。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
他们就说，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名字吩咐你起来行走。
And Peter later on, after they were wondering, how did you do this? You're quite special, Peter. You're the man.
所以事后呢，有人就问彼得说，你怎么可能这么棒？你怎么可能做这样子的事？
Peter said, don't look at me as if I've done anything by my power. It's not my power.
彼得就说，不要看我好像是我靠着自己的能力来做的，我自己没有能力。
Well, then what is it?
那到底是什么呢？
Oh, it's just Jesus.
而是耶稣。
It's the life of Christ.
而是耶稣的生命。
I was back in that upper room one day, and the Holy Spirit came upon us, and we were filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为在那天我就是在那个小楼上，突然圣灵来到，我被圣灵充满。
And when Jesus said to us one day, you know, it's good that I go away, we were all scratching our heads and thinking, I don't think so.
他继续说，有一其实在过去呢，耶稣曾经说，我去是为你们有益的，但是当时呢，我不明白他为什么这么说。
But Jesus said, if I don't go away, then I can't send the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣说，如果我不去，保惠师就不会来。
But if I go away, I'm going to send another comforter. He'll come to be with you. He'll come to live in you, and he'll flow from you.
但是我去了呢，我会差遣另外一个保惠师，他会住在里面，你的里面，而且他会从你的里面流出来。
And Peter's experiencing this.
彼得呢，他确实经历
了这个。It's a wonderful life to live in the Spirit.
能够活在圣灵里面是一个多么美好的生命。
To walk in the Spirit.
在圣灵里行走。
To be carried along through life by the Spirit of the living God.
当我们经过人生的时候，我们是被圣灵的水流推着走的。
Dr. Simpson found the truth of that.
Simpson 博士他就找到了这个真理。
He understood about repentance.
他了解什么叫做悔改。
But he hadn't really understood for me to live is Christ.
但是他还没有明白保罗所说的我活着就是基督。
But when that truth gripped him, it became his own life and his own health.
当这个真理抓住了他以后，这就变成了他的真理，变成了他的健康。
And then through him, the water flowed to thousands of people.
从他就流出了这个水，祝福了千千万万的人。
The last invitation in the Bible is in Revelation chapter 22.
在圣经里面对我们发出的最后的一个邀请是在启示录二十二章。
We read in verse 17, the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
在十七节，在这里，圣灵还有心腹说来。
And let him who hears say, "Come."
而且凡所听见的也都说来。
Whoever is thirsty, let him come.
口渴的人也当来。
And whoever wishes.Let him take the free gift of the water of life.
愿意的都可以白白的取生命的水喝。
Everybody in this verse has said, "Come, come on, let's go."
换句话说，在这一节里面，每一个人都说来来，一起来。
The Spirit says, "Come."
圣灵说来。
Where are we going?
那我们去哪里呢？
We're going to the fountain. We're going to the river. We're going to the water of life.
我们要去那个泉源，要去那个生命河。
But the requisite or prerequisite is you need to be thirsty.
但是这里有一个前提，就是你必须口渴。
Whoever is thirsty, let him come.
口渴的人要来。
Oh, I don't need anything. I've just had a Diet Coke.
你说我不需要喝水，我刚刚才喝了可乐。
I'm good. I'm okay right now.
我现在还好，不需要。
I know there's something else I'd rather be doing than come. I don't want to come.
我现在不想来，我还想做其他的事。
But if you and I understood, if I understood the invitation, if I understood who it was that's bidding me to come, I would run as fast as I could to the fountain.
但是如果我们知道这发出邀请的是谁的话，我会。撇下一切的，快跑的来。
Hey, it's a free gift.
因为这是一个免费的，这是一个免费的礼物。
And it's water of life.
这是一个生命河水。
And Jesus invites all of us, you, me, whoever we are, whatever station in life we're from, whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, East of Chicago, West of Chicago.North of San Francisco, south of LA, no matter where you're from, it's the same invitation. Come!
因为耶稣今天是对我们每一个人都发出同样的呼召，叫我们来，不管你是住在不管你是住在东海岸还是西海岸，不管你是住在哪里，南加州、北加州，每一个人都来。
Are you thirsty?
你口渴吗？
Ankles enough? Not enough, enough.
你觉得水到了你的踝子骨就够了吗？
More of Jesus, more of His fullness, more of His life.
我们不是需要更多的耶稣，更多的生命吗？
All that you're longing for, come.
我们所有干渴，我们所有希望的，都来。
I feel like singing a song that maybe none of you know.
我想要唱一首诗歌，你们可能
都不会唱。That would mean I'm going to sing a solo, and none of you want me to.
那这样的话，我就变成独唱了，可能你们都不想听我独唱。
But you're family, right?
但是你们都是我的家人，对吗
？Sister Gertie, you know how everyone that is thirsty in spirit. Could you help me? I can't translate this unless Christine wants to sing. But there's a song that I'm thinking of right now. It's a beautiful song of invitation.
我要唱一首诗歌，这个是非常美丽的一个邀请。
It's not in your book.
可能大家不会唱，不在我们的诗歌本里面。
It's if you know it, you can help me.
如果你会唱，你可以跟我一起唱。
Come, everyone that is thirsty in spirit. Come, everyone that is weary and sad. Come to the fountain, there's fullness in Jesus. All that you're longing for, come and be glad. Now here's Isaiah 55. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you're seeking me, I will be found. Child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit. Nothing but fullness thy longing can meet. 'Tis the endowment for life and for service. Thine is the promise, so certain, so sweet. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While ye are seeking me, I will be found. Let's all sing the chorus, shall we? I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While ye are seeking me, I will be found. Child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit.
国度的儿女们，让你们被圣灵充满。
Nothing, nothing but fullness thy longing can meet.
而且是丰丰满满的被充满。
That's the endowment for life and for service.
使我们可以为了我们的生活，也为了我们的服事。
Here's the simple promise as recorded in Isaiah chapter 55, where we read, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters."
就在以赛亚书五十五章这里，神就有一个应许，他们说你们一切干渴的都当就近水来。
It could not be more simple, dear brothers and sisters.
没有比这个更简单的，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
If you have a burden of sin, if you're weighed down deep in sin, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
如果我们有重担，如果我们还是受罪的捆绑，就来，因为主耶稣说，你们劳苦担重担的都当到我这里来。
And once you're a child of God and belong to Him, it's still the same invitation. Come.
只要我们都是神的儿女，这个 邀请是一样的，对每一位的都来。
Come and take the free gift of the water of life.
来到这里，来白白的取生命河的水。
Many years ago, there was an art collector.
在好多年以前，有一个艺术收藏家。
He had many world-renowned paintings.
他收藏了许多世界有名的油画。
His wife had passed away.
他的妻子后来过世了。
His son was drafted into the armed forces.
而他的儿子被征召去打仗。
So this man was left alone in his house with his nice art collection.
所以这个人呢，这个老人他就住在家里，还有他许多的油画。
One day there was a knock at his door.
有一天有人就来敲他的门。
He opened the door and there were two military-looking men standing there.
所以他打开了门，门口站了两个士兵。
They brought him the unfortunate news that his son had been killed serving his country.
他们就带来了一个噩耗，就是他的儿子在从军的时候战死。
This father was heartbroken.
这个父亲极其的伤心。
He of course thanked the men for the information and went in and just sat there and cried.
那他谢谢他们带来这个消息，然后他就关上门，坐在家里就开始哭嚎。
As time passed, things got better.
那后来慢慢的日子过了以后
，He was able to somewhat carry on in life.
他可以继续的生活。
About a year after this incident took place, there was another knock at his door.
后来一年以后呢，又有人来敲这个门。
As he opened the door, there was a young man that was standing behind that door.
后来他开了门以后，看见有一个年轻人站在门外。
He had a rather large package with him.
他就带了一个包裹。
He asked if he could come in because he said, "I knew your son."
他就说我可以进来吗？因为我认识你的儿子。
Of course, in hearing that, the father said, "Yeah, sure, come in."
当然，这个父亲就邀请这个人进来。
And that young man went on to explain to this father that it was in protecting me that your son was killed in the line of duty.
所以这个年轻人就对这个父亲说：“你知道吗？你的儿子是因为要保护我而战死的。”
And he told his father that the son had often spoken about the father and his love for art.
而且呢，这个你的儿子曾经跟我讲，多次的提到你这位父亲，而且你喜欢收藏艺术品。
This young man said, "I wanted to give you this."
所以这个年轻人说：“所以我就想把这幅画送给你。”
As the father unwrapped the package, he saw a portrait.A portrait of his son.
这个父亲打开了这个包裹以后，看见这是一幅画像，他儿子的画像。
This young soldier said, "Well, I'm not an artist, and I didn't do a very good job, and it took me a long time to do it. But at least there's a resemblance and a likeness of your son."
这个年轻人说，我不是一个画家，但是呢，我只是画了一下，这有一点像你的儿子。
This art collector took a look at it, and he could see the son there someplace. It wasn't a very nice portrait. He wasn't an artist.
因为这个年轻人不是一个艺术家，所以呢，这个油画看起来有一点像。
He thanked that young man, and the man left, and he took this painting.
所以这个父亲呢，就谢谢他。这个年轻人走了以后，这个父亲就拿起了这个油画。
It wasn't painted by one of the masters, and it wasn't a real piece of art. It was a picture of his son.
虽然这不是一个名画家画的一个杰作，但是这是他儿子的画像。
So where in his house he had his most beloved portrait, he took that one down from the wall, and he hung in the place of it.The picture of his son.
所以在他家的墙上呢，他就把他所收藏最有名的一幅油画拿下来，把他儿子的画像挂上去。
A number of years went by.
几年之后。
And the man got older and he got sick.
这个老父亲就越来越老，就生病了。
And then one day he passed away.
有一天他也过世了。
Well, that alerted all the art collectors in the world that there's going to be one of these days coming soon a sale, an auction of all that artwork.
所以因为他去世的消息呢，就让所有全世界的收藏家都开始关注这件事情，因为就知道有一天他所收藏的画会被拿出来拍卖。
And sure enough, that day came.
所以有一天真的，他所收藏的画都拿来拍卖了。
And I don't know how they find it out, but they found out where this auction was going to be held, and so the room was filled with rich people that wanted to purchase this art collection.
所以那一天在拍卖的时候，整个屋子里面就充满了这些有钱人，他们想要来拍卖买这些画。
The man that was responsible for the auction had the first portrait. He held it up, and it was yes, the picture of.This man's son.
那在负责拍卖的人呢？第一幅画他拿起来的就是 这个儿子的画像。
He held it up and he figured he's going to start low and he said, well, anybody give me $300 for this picture?
他知道这幅画不会卖多少钱，他就开始300块。
Anybody, $300.
有人愿意出300块买这幅画吗？
$250?
250块。
Anybody give me $200?
200块。
$150?
150块。
Now this is like Abraham with Lot, remember the story? Peradventure there were, that's another story. How about $100 for this portrait?
100块呢, 100块。
Nobody wanted it. Who's it by? It's by a private first class, whatever his name was.
是谁画的呢？他就讲出来是谁画的。
We don't want that. We don't want junk.
没有人听过，他们就说我们不想买这个没有用的东西。
$50 for this picture.
50块这幅画像。
Nobody wanted it.
没有人要买。
Finally, it's $20.
后来二十块。
One man raised his hand. $20, I'll take it.
有一个人举手，二十块我买。
Later on, that man said, I only took it to get on with the auction because I thought, well, at least the frame might be worth something.
后来这个人说呢，我为什么要买呢？所以这样子我们可以继续的拍卖，因为我想至少那个相框值二十块。
Sold for $20, that man right back there.
所以他们就说好，这幅画就卖给那个二十那个人二十块。
The auctioneer went back behind the podium and he took his little hammer there. That's it. The auction's over.
然后那个人呢就拿起了他的锤子，打了一下，好，今天拍卖结束了。
What? The auction is what?
你就说什么？你说这个拍卖结束了
？All these paintings, all these you know precious paintings.
那这些有名的画呢？怎么办呢
？The auction's over.
你说拍卖已经结束了
？Yes, it was the directive of our departed that whoever gets the son gets everything.
是的，他就拿起来这个已经过世的父亲他所写的遗嘱，谁得着了这个儿子的画像，就得着所有的画。
I don't know how that works in art.
我不知道，我对艺术没有研究。
But I know how it works in my life.
但是我知道，在我生命里面是这样的。
And in yours.
在你的生命里也是一样。
And it goes kind of the same way.
而且是一样的。
Whoever gets the son.
谁只要得着了神的儿子
，gets everything.
就得着了一切。
For me to live is Christ.
因为对我来说，我活着就是基督。
That was the Apostle Paul's testimony.
这是使徒保罗他自己的见证。
Paul didn't say, you know, for you, and I don't know about you. I can only speak for myself.
保罗并没有说我不知道你，但是对我来说是这样的。
As far as I'm concerned.
那保罗说，对我来说。
As far as I'm concerned, to live, not one day, but right now, today, to live for me is Christ.
保罗说：“至于我，我活着就是基督，不是将来，是现在。”
And you find that the apostle went on to say, "Then to die is gain."
然后使徒继续说：“但是呢，我死了却与我有益。”
Try to substitute anything that you can possibly imagine for that word Christ in that sentence, and make it true. It'll never work.
我们如果想要把这句话里面的这个基督，我活着就是基督，这个基督拿来换任何的事情，任何你能想到的事情都不会成功。
For me to live is money.
对我来说，我活着就是金钱。
And to die is gain.
我死了就与我有益。
You don't take any of it with you. There's no money in the grave.
因为你不可能带走任何的金钱。
For me to live.Is my wife or my husband, my relationships?
或者你说我活着就是我所有的感情，我所有的关系，我的妻子，我的儿女。
To die is gain? No, that doesn't work either.
而我死了就与我有益吗
？For me to live is power and prestige. For me to live is fame and fortune.
对我来说，我活着就是权力，我活着就是名誉吗
？To die is no, it doesn't work either.
然后我死了就与我有益，这也不成立。
For me to live is Christ.
对我来说，我活着就是基督。
And to die is gain.
我死了就与我有益。
And only one life, and it'll soon be passed. And only what's done for Christ will last.
我们的生命很快都会过去，而只有在基督里的可以长存。
And if you have the Son, you have everything.
而我们有了神的儿子，就有了一切。
But am I right? Don't you want more?
但是你会说，你不会想要更多吗？
Aren't you thirsty for more of Jesus?
你不会想渴慕有更多的耶稣吗？
I never want to graduate from the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleansing me, but I want to go on from there to receiving all the fullness of God.
我并不是说我要离开这个基本的，就是耶稣的宝血来洗净我们，来洁净我们。但是我希望能够成长，有更多得着更多的基督。
And I can't decide this for anybody.
我没有办法为每其他的人做决定。
Just like Paul couldn't decide it for anyone, I can't. You can't either. But we can make our own decision tonight.
就像保罗也不能为其他的人做决定，我也没有办法，你也没有办法。但是今天我们都可以为自己来做这个选择。
I want Jesus. I want to know Him better.
我要基督，我要更认识他。
I want more of His fullness. I want out of my innermost being to flow rivers of living water. I want to be changed into His image, into His likeness.
我要更多他的丰满，我希望他可以在我里面成为 永活的泉源。
And I haven't apprehended that for which I've been apprehended of Christ, but this one thing I do, forgetting what's behind, I'm reaching out for what's in front of me.
所以就像保罗说，我不以为自己已经得着了，但是我忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
We have a decision to make.
我们今天有一个 决定要做。
Will you come to the fountain?
你愿意来到这个泉源吗？
Will you come to Jesus for more and drink of that life-giving stream?
你愿意来到基督耶稣这里来喝这个活水泉吗？
Let me just ask you a question in closing.
在我结束之前，我愿意问大家一个问题。
It's a simple question, and you might not understand it, but try to answer it.
这是一个很简单的问题，你可能不了解，但是来试着回答一下。
There were five frogs sitting in the pond.On lily pads.
在一个池塘里面，在一个莲花池塘里面有五只青蛙。
Four of them decided to jump in.
有五只青蛙在石头上，有四只青蛙决定他们要跳到池塘里。
How many of them were still sitting on lily pads?
那在那个荷花叶上还坐着几只青蛙。
Any mathematicians among us?
我们中间有没有数学家？
What do you say? Very good. You're smart.
See, 还是有五只青蛙坐在上面。
I did this in the church at home. Caucasian people. They all said one.
你知道，在我自己的教会，我问这些白人这个问题。结果大家都说剩下一只青蛙。
If you decide to jump in, you haven't jumped in.
因为你决定要跳，并不表示你已经跳了。
There are a lot of people here tonight. Now, this I'm pretty true. I'm pretty sure of. I don't care if you're Caucasian or Asian or wherever you're from.
但是我现在不管你们是白人是亚洲人，不管你从哪里来。
There are a lot of people here tonight that you're deciding right now. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. I need more of Jesus. I need more of His life. I need more of His Spirit. And so, I'm deciding right now. I'm going to jump in.
所以现在我相信我们在座有许多人已经做了这个决定。是的，我决定要跳下来。我需要更多的圣灵，我需要更多的活水。
And some of you decided that last night.
有些人昨天晚上就做了这个决定。
And you decided it this morning too.
而且今天早上也做了这个决定。
And last year's conference, you decided it then also.
去年的退休会你就已经做了这个决定。
And you're still sitting on the lily pad because you're still deciding, but you've never jumped.
但是你就像那个青蛙，仍然坐在那个荷花叶上，因为你只是决定了，你还是没有跳下来。
And that's a big problem with us.
这就是我们的问题。
We hear it.
我们听见了。
We acquiesce to it.
我们也有反应。
We say yes, yes, yes.
我们也说是的，是的，
Amen,
是的。
Amen,
Amen. 说 Amen, Amen.
Preach it, brother. Good sermon. Preach it.
你讲道讲得真好，你说的真对。
But you're still sitting on the lily pad.
但是你仍然坐在那个荷花
叶上。Jump into the water. Jump into the water.
你现在就跳进这个水里。
And jump into the place where it's over your head and where you can't swim anymore.
这样跳到这个水里面，这个水呢盖过了你的头，你就没有办法游泳了。
If you're sitting here tonight, I don't know, but I think I can hear Jesus say, "Come on."
你今天坐在这里。
Come on, come.
我仿佛可以听见耶稣在对你说，来，来。
Take the free gift.
来，白白的取这个活水。
I offer myself to you. I offer to be your everything.
我把自己给你，我把自己给你，成为你的一切。
And if you have me, you have everything.
你如果有了我，你就有了一切。
I wonder if we could sing together the fifth stanza of the song that we sang before Jesus Only, the one that A.B. Simpson wrote.
我们可不可以再来唱？第五节我们刚刚唱的
A.B.
Simpson 写的诗歌。
Don't have to sing the whole song, just that one stanza. Jesus only is our power.
我们来唱第五节。
He is,
唯有耶稣是我能力。
He's the gift of Pentecost.
他是他赐下五旬节。
Jesus, breathe thy power upon us.
主啊，求你赐下你的能力。
Fill us with the Holy Ghost.
让我们被圣灵充满。
Oh, I've been there. I've done that already.
我曾经有这样子的
经历。No, you don't understand. It's a life in the Spirit. It's not a shot in the Spirit. It's a life lived in the Spirit.
但是你不明白，这其实我们是要活在圣灵里面的，不是只是被圣灵充满一下子。
Lord, fill me afresh, fill me anew, fill me with your life, with your power, fill me with Jesus.
主啊，让你有新的恩膏、新的能力、新的生命来充满我们。
Let's sing it together, shall we?
耶稣来充满我们。
Jesus only is our power, were he the gift of Pentecost. Jesus, breathe thy power upon us, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Jesus onlyJesus ever, Jesus all in all we sing, Savior, Sanctifier and Healer, Glorious Lord and Coming King. Let's sing it again, shall we? Jesus only.Our power, He the gift of Pentecost. Jesus, breathe thy power upon us, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Shall we stand? Jesus, only Jesus ever, Jesus all in all we sing, Savior, Sanctifier and Healer, Glorious Lord and Coming King. Now before we sing it one more time in closing, I'm going to give a special invitation to my young brothers and sisters here tonight.
在我们唱最后一次之前，我愿意对年轻的弟兄姐妹发出一个呼召。
Brother William spoke to you earlier tonight.
今天William弟兄对我们每一个人说话。
And I think, I don't know if it was a challenge that was issued or just a call from God that was something like this.Young people, let's get filled with Jesus. Let's get filled with Christ.
我相信或许这是一个挑战，这也是从神来的呼召，但是我希望年轻人被圣灵充满。
I know that's the desire of many of you.
因为我知道，我相信在座的很多人都有这个盼望。
You say, well, what's a young person?
你说那
谁是 How old do I have to be to still be young?
那你说到底要多年轻才算是年轻人？
I'm not going to tell you how old you have to be young. You figure that one out yourself. But if you're young here tonight,
但是我不要告诉你，你觉得你年轻的话，
and it's your desire to come to the fountain.
你如果有这个盼望，你有这个愿望，你要来到泉源这里。
He's begun a good work in you, but he wants to do more for you. He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
他已经在你的心里开始了善工，而且他要充满你。
He wants to change you, make you like Jesus. He
wants to 他要改变你，让你越来越像耶稣。
He wants to be the joy of your life, all of your life. He wants to become your life.
他希望成为你生命里的喜乐，他希望你成为你的生命。
And if that's the desire of yours tonight and you're a young person, as we sing that chorus, could I invite you to come up here to the front?
如果这是你心里的盼望，在我们唱的时候，年轻人，
we're just going to pray together and we're going to ask the Lord for His help.
我们可以求主来帮助我们。
Let's sing that chorus, everyone.
让我们再唱
一次。Jesus only, Jesus ever, Jesus all in all we sing. Savior, sanctifier and healer, glorious Lord and coming King. Jesus only, Jesus ever, Jesus all in all we sing. Savior, sanctifier and healer, glorious Lord and coming King. Now some of you that are coming, I think you're pushing the envelope about young people, but that's good.
有些人呢，你可
能。But what I'd like to, I'd just like to say this, and then I'm finished. I promise.
我讲完这个我就结束。
You're not coming to me at all. I have nothing to give to you.
你们不是来到我的面前，我没有办法给你任何东西。
So don't look for me or pastor or so and so or someone else. And if they come over near you, then that's it. No, you're coming to Jesus right now.
所以你们不是来到我面前，或是任何的牧师面前。
如果他们到你旁边很好。Better than coming to me, let me tell you.
但是不是来到我面前，你们是来到耶稣面前。
You're opening up your heart to Jesus right now.
把你的心向耶稣敞开。
And by faith, you're saying, Jesus, I need you to come to me right now.
凭着信心向耶稣说，耶稣，我需要你来到我这里。
Jesus Christ is everything,
and
He's in all of us.
耶稣基督是一切，而且他在我们里面。
And He wants to take you from knee deep to thigh deep to waist deep, water to swim. He wants there to be an increase tonight in every one of your lives.
他希望在你们的生命里面从腰深度一直要往上升。一直要往上升。
And I'm going to ask you to do me one more favor, if you would, young people.
年轻人，我希望你们能够做一件事。
One last time in closing, that fifth verse in that chorus, and as we sing it, I'm going to ask those of you that are young here, would you come up on the front here in the platform? And those of you that feel young and wish you were, if you'd like to come, and we can all seek the Lord together.
我希望我们在唱最后一次的时候，我邀请年轻人，你们可不可以就再上来。
So young people, if you come up, and the older ones, if you'd like to, you don't have to, but if you want Jesus, if you hear His invitation, if you hear His call to come, come, come.
我邀请年轻人来到台上。
Jesus only,
来到台上，年轻人都来到台上。
Is our power.Jesus, we need you. Jesus, we need you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus only, Jesus ever, Jesus all in all we sing. Hallelujah, oh Jesus, we need you, Lord, we need you, Lord.Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, let's pray to Jesus. Let's just praise Him and worship Him and open your heart to Jesus.
Oh, dear Lord, we pray that You'll come to us. want to go to your knees, let's go down to our knees. Let's just seek Him. Let's ask Him for help, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, oh God. Dear Lord, I pray that you come to these young people. Dear Lord Jesus, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, dear Lord, you see the desire of our hearts, Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, you see the desire of our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come, dear Lord, come, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we need you, Jesus, we need you, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.